Today, Pakistan marked 1 year since a massive earthquake, the worst natural disaster in its history. Tens of thousands were killed, many of them school children, buried beneath their own schools. Several million people were made homeless. NPR's Philip Reeves has been to the disaster zone to see how people are recovering.
The earthquake that killed some 73,000 people lasted 2 minutes. Yet for Musara Bibi, the disaster's still going on. She's sitting in a stuffy, fly-blown hospital beside her badly maimed 9-year-old daughter, Saima. How can I get over the earthquake, Musara asks. When it flattened her mountain village, the quake killed her husband, Rashid. Her 12-year-old boy, Emtiaz, later died in a landslide. And the same landslide crippled Saima. The little girl's already lost one leg from the knee down. Her other leg's badly damaged. No one's sure if she'll be able to keep it. There are plenty of other people in the mountains with stories like this. Saima's in hospital in Muzaffarabad, capital of Pakistan-administered Kashmir, one of the worst-hit regions. In a camp pitched on a patch of rubble on the edge of town, quake survivors are sweeping the dust out of their tents. 65-year-old Reshan Jahan has lived here since shortly after the disaster. She sees no prospect of returning to her village anytime soon. Her family can't rebuild. The land on which her home once stood doesn't exist anymore. It's been swept away by a landslide. Others were luckier.
Most of the people who lost their homes were able to leave the camps and go back to their home areas.
Shaheen Chugtai, spokesman for Oxfam in Pakistan. He says returning home is one thing, rebuilding is another.
Many of them have still not been able to build because they've been waiting for information on how to build earthquake-resistant homes. They've been waiting for technical advice. They've been waiting for money.
Oxfam estimates that 1.8 million people are still living in temporary shelters or in tents. As the winter approaches, fuel, food and medicine is being stockpiled. Yet aid workers are still worried. This year, the winter's expected to be harsh.
Relief effort, rescue or relief,
Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, was in Muzaffarabad today. The relief effort was a victory for Pakistan, he said in a speech broadcast on Pakistani TV. And, he added, especially for the military. But he also appealed for survivors to be patient. So far, they've needed all the patience they can muster. Reconstruction's been complicated by red tape and by disputes over earthquake-proof designs and building materials. And also, says Mukhtar Ahmad Ali of the watchdog organization, the Center for Peace and Development Initiative, by corruption.
You know, in the earthquake, for instance, the major concern was that almost all the government building collapsed. The reason was that the prescribed standards were not being met. And now the same concern that the contractor mafia is now again producing substandard public works.
No one's sure how long it'll take Pakistan to finish rebuilding. Estimates vary considerably. But it is clear that it'll take some of the survivors many years to recover. 14-year-old Iram Riaz is also still in hospital. She has a shattered thigh. The roof of her school collapsed on top of her, she says, trapping her beneath the roof beams. That was a year ago, but she remembers it as if it was yesterday. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.